This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro and bringing you a wide variety of information all about your health. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next Sunday, you can hear Dr. Pissarro interview Alan Miller on naturopathic medicine. This show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can download it on your MP3. So go online at myvillagegreen.com. There's lots of interesting information. You can also find out what shows are coming up so that you can make a note to tune in on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Village Green is also having a fabulous sale, and they're featuring four outstanding product lines for the next 3 weeks at 20 to 25% off. Their own brand, Pathways, and Thorn, and Zymogen, and Metagenics. So make sure you take advantage of the sale. Now today, we're going to start out with some news you can use, and then we'll talk a little bit about omega-3s, and then with Eric Anderson about krill oil, an omega-3 fascinating oil. Okay, news you can use today, Halloween healthy treats. What can you give out at Halloween that's healthier? Well, the health food stores do put out packaged items. It's sad that we can't give out fruit and homemade things. That went out a long time ago, and it's very sad we can't do that. But you can go to the health food store. You can get some healthy vegetable fruit gummies. There are fruit bars and protein bars. Those can be given out. But what about non-candy items? The kids are going to get plenty of candy. And what's really special is giving them something that will last beyond the count, candy. For instance, money. Kids love money, and I put quarters, nickels, dimes, and pennies in a bowl. I hold that bowl to make sure that the first people aren't scooping up all of it. But the kids just love taking a fistful of money. Also consider the stickers. Kids collect stickers. They love them. And you can have a section for boys and girls so that the girls can get the stickers that they like, the princess stickers, and the boys can get the one with the action figures. These temporary tattoos are also great fun. And the silly bands. Everybody, boys and girls, like these silly bands. That would be excellent. And let them choose. There's so many varieties of those. Girls also, hair bows. That's something that they're interested in, hair clips. And for the boys, some of these mini action figures. So get some of these tiny little things that they can pick up. They have them after the candy's gone or mom and dad have taken some of the candy from them. They have something to last. So that's for tonight, a tidbit for tonight. Let's talk a little bit about the omega-3s. We're going to discuss this with Eric Anderson, and we'll talk about krill oil, which is a unique source of EPA and DHA. You've heard before that omega-3s are essential fatty acids. Well, so are omega-6s. But omega-6s are so abundant in the diet that omega-3s have been pushed down. Think of a teeter-totter with omega-6 on one end, omega-3 on the other. And we need balance. We want the teeter-totter even. Well, the omega-6s have been overdone. And what that's done is suppress the omega-3s. So getting omega-3s in is especially important. In the diet, there are vegetable and animal sources. So the vegetable source omega-3s are beans, nuts, and seeds. But they're inefficient at providing EPA and DHA. They provide ALA, and that's good and important. But if people are inefficient in their enzymes at converting ALA to the important EPA and DHA, then the vegetable sources are not going to be sufficient. And what do we look at in animal sources? Fish oil is very common. We're going to talk about krill oil from crustaceans. There are different kinds, salmon oil. There are lots of fish oils out there, cod liver oils, that provide EPA and DHA. So what do these omega-3s do? EPA and DHA are critical for everything from conception through aging. If the DHA is particularly important in the brain, we call it the brain fatty acid. And when DHA is low, we're going to have problems with memory, mood disorders, ADD, ADHD, focus, attention, learning problems. DHA is so critical. There are animal and human studies. This is quite clear that when DHA is low, we have an increase in these developmental learning kinds of issues. Now, what else can we talk about with regard to the functions of EPA and DHA? They're critical to stabilizing lipids, cholesterol. So this gives you healthy lipid levels. They're anti-inflammatory. So when you have excess inflammation in the body and your joints are painful, that's arthritis, or you have inflammation anywhere, gingivitis, prostatitis, wherever the inflammation is, omega-3s are going to be beneficial. And we know that cholesterol cannot adhere to a healthy vessel. It adheres to vessel injury. And vessel injury involves inflammation. This is why omega-3s are so beneficial to the vessels. What about breast health and prostate health? I mentioned prostatitis, but also just prostate health in general depends on the omega-3 fatty acids. Breast health as well. What are some of the signs and symptoms of omega-3 fatty acid deficiency? Well, if you shake someone's hand and it's rough and dry, that is a clear sign of omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. And usually a person will have dry skin elsewhere, some eczemas, dermatitises. These conditions are what happens to skin that lacks integrity. And omega-3 and zinc and vitamin D and vitamin A are critical for the integrity of the skin. What other signs and symptoms? Rough, dry heels. We're seeing these symptoms in young people, in adolescents, where we used to only see these symptoms in people over 50. And certainly as we age, our efficiency at absorbing nutrients declines, unfortunately. And our needs for these increase. So if we aren't adjusting as we age, we're going to have more side effects. So the skin is a clear way to see if the omega-3 deficiencies are present. And it isn't that we're so concerned about the skin. What we're concerned about is the underlying effect on cardiovascular, on immunity, on health in general. And the other sign is immune dysfunction. If people are ill frequently, you're looking at omega-3, D, A, vitamin C, and zinc. So there are other nutrients that play a role as well. Now, I want to prepare you. We're going to talk about krill oil, crustaceans, and how unique krill oil is. We'll be talking with Eric Anderson. I want you to stay tuned because this is really important. And remember the sale at Village Green the next 3 weeks, 20 to 25% off on Pathway, Zymogen, Metagenics, and Thorn. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Please do tune in next week to hear Kevin Pissarro interview Alan Miller on naturopathic medicine. Just a reminder, Village Green is featuring four outstanding product lines for the next 3 weeks at a 20 to 25% discount. Those are Pathways, own brand, Thorn, Zymogen, and Metagenics. So stop by at 5415 West Cedar Lane and find your products. Now, this is the exciting part of the show. We're talking with Eric Anderson, and we're talking about the benefits of krill oil. And Eric Anderson has been with Acre Biomarine in North America, and he's been a member of the natural products industry for more than 15 years. And during that time, he's been instrumental in the successful launch of Tonalin, a conjugated linolenic acid, chitosan, and several other science-based ingredients. So he's going to tell us a lot about this and what these words mean and what's important about krill oil. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Thank you. Good morning, Dana. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, let's give a little bit of background on what you do, and let's dive right into krill oil, because for many of our listeners, this is a new subject.
Absolutely. Aker BioMarine is a company that harvests krill. We actually fish krill in the Antarctic Ocean, and we process this krill to create a dietary supplement that's in a soft gel capsule that has traceability all the way from the ocean to the shelf, providing an excellent source of the essential omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA.
Well, that's a good capsule of what it is. Tell us, and I know you're going to cover this, about possible toxins, how that's handled. Tell us more about the krill oil and the gathering of it.
Sure, absolutely. Krill is the most abundant biomass on Earth. In fact, if you took the entire human population and weighed it, there is 2.5 times more krill in the Antarctic Ocean alone, by terms of weight. Now, krill are small crustaceans. They're tiny shrimp-like creatures. In the Antarctic Ocean, they grow to their largest form, to about 6 centimeters at most. And krill are found all over the world, but the only place that it's practical to fish for krill is the Antarctic Ocean because of their larger size and their abundance. What's nice about the Antarctic Ocean is that it's the purest water on Earth. It's not contaminated. There's no industrial activity going on. And so you don't have some of the concerns with the pollutants that you find in marine species and fish from other oceans. And because krill are at the bottom of the food chain, they primarily eat phytoplankton or algae. And because you don't have the concerns with big fish eating little fish and heavy metal accumulation as you move up the food chain, you're essentially left with a source of omega-3 fatty acids that is pure and free from contaminants. The challenge with harvesting krill is the Antarctic is a very hostile environment. When we see pictures of the fishing vessel covered in ice, we certainly can empathize with our company colleagues who are braving that harsh environment.
Well, I can't imagine. It must be challenging. And one of the questions that people are always interested in when we talk about harvesting in the seas is the sustainability. And Aker has quite a remarkable certification there. Will you describe that for us?
Yes, and we're really very proud of the steps that we have taken to be the most ecologically friendly harvester of krill possible. We have a very close association with the Worldwide Fund for Living, WWF, of Norway, formerly known as the World Wildlife Fund. And we've invited WWF onto our vessel and help us come up with best fishing practices. And in fact, our scientists devised a special type of fishing net that stays submerged and pumps the krill onto the vessel alive. And this helps us virtually remove any chance of catching bycatch, other marine species that you don't want to catch in your net, that a traditional trawl, pull the net up onto the board and dump it and throw it back in, that typically will not occur with our new method. And because of this relationship with WWF and our commitment to the sustainability and the health of the ecosystem, we have scientists on board our vessel that are independent, that are aboard with no charge, that are conducting research, ongoing research, on not only the krill biomass, but the other living species in the Antarctic oceans. So we're doing everything we possibly can to ensure that this very vital biomass is protected and sustainable.
Well, it's remarkable to hear how it's accomplished, and it certainly is impressive to secure the Marine Stewardship Council certification for both the traceability and sustainability. So most impressive. Thank you for explaining that, Eric.
Yeah. The MSC is the world's preeminent, it's a non-GO, it's a non-government agency, it's a not-for-profit agency, it's the world's preeminent certifier of sustainability. And this logo will become much more well-known. If you go to, for example, a Whole Foods market, you'll see the MSC logo. Whole Foods is committed to only providing MSC, sustainably provided seafood, in their stores by 2012. Unbelievably, Walmart has agreed to do the same thing. They've pledged to only have sustainable seafood by 2012. So you'll see this logo more and more. Because we can trace our product from the sea to the shelf, we are the only krill provider that was able to secure the MSC certification. So it really is quite a benefit to have that.
It certainly is, and what a range, Whole Foods to Walmart. So hopefully it will become standard. How long has the MSC been around?
I believe they started in the mid-'80s, and it was a response to industry and the public's concern about the sustainability of harvesting of marine species, whether it be fish that we eat, things like tuna, or whether it be the types of fish, anchovies and sardines, well, that are consumed by humans, but also go into what's called aquaculture. The biggest consumer of fish today are other fish that are in fish farms. So salmon and shrimp are the biggest consumer of these small fishes, like the anchovies and sardines. And that's the same source that most of the fish oil supplements are derived. And so we certainly want to make sure that we're responsible in bringing products to market, and MSC has been and will continue to be instrumental in making sure that those populations are sustainable.
Well, it sounds like there's some tough standards there to meet, and Acker has met them. What I'd like to do for a little bit of time with this segment that we have left is talk a little bit about the difference in fats and fatty acids. We cover this on the show, but for many people listening, all fats are the same. Let's differentiate what we're actually getting with krill oil and talk a little bit about the omegas. Go ahead and get started with it, Eric, and then we'll follow up on the next segment.
Okay, sure. There are two significant sources of the omega-3 fatty acids, and consumers recognize omega-3s as being healthy. There are over 4,500 studies on the omega-3s called EPA and DHA, and those are primarily from marine sources, primarily from fish oil to date. You also have the type of omega-3 that's found in plants, which is alpha-linolenic acid. You see that in things like flaxseed supplements and other borage oils supplements. The modern diet has really changed the ratio of these essential omega-3s that you have to consume. Your body can't produce them. You have to consume them to the omega-6s. Now, omega-6 fatty acids are important, and you find those in things like meat and in corn oils. But because of the change in our food supply, processed food, corn ends up in virtually everything, whether it's corn syrup or corn solids that you find in a supermarket. It's really quite unbelievable. The ratio, which used to be, 4 to 1 omega-6s to omega-3s, in the Western diet is now 25 to 1 omega-6s to omega-3s. And so what we see is a gross imbalance in our diet. And so it's essential that we consume more of the beneficial omega-3s to help keep the body's balance.
Yeah, that's an important topic. And what happens, as you well know, with the abundance of omega-6, when we skew toward omega-6, we get into problems with increased hormonal problems, increased inflammation, increased cardiovascular risk. So the balance is important, and that's not to say omega-6 is not important. It is. Both the 6s and the 3s are essential, which means we have to take them in. But that's a huge difference between 4 to 1 to 25 to 1.
and in some cases even more. Now, what's very unique about krill oil is it's almost a misnomer. We should almost call it krill phospholipids. Phospholipids are a type of substance that help carry fats through our bodies and into our cell membranes. In contrast, vegetable oils and fish oils are triglyceride-based, and really that's synonymous. A triglyceride is synonymous with oil. Triglycerides are three fatty acids that are bound to a glycerol backbone. A phospholipid is two fatty acids bound to glycerol and a phospholipid, or like a phosphatidylcholine. You've probably heard of phosphatidylcholine or phosphatidylserine, which are very important building blocks in the body. In the case of krill, all of the fatty acids, EPA and DHA, are bound to this phosphatidylcholine. And we know from clinical research in humans, that this form of the fatty acids is 55% more bioefficient at delivering EPA and DHA to the body's tissues compared to a triglyceride form of EPA, DHA. So it's much more.
Let's do this. I want to go into more detail with this. This is a great introduction to the next segment, and we'll cover more about this important issue because it's pretty complex, and I think it's important for listeners to know. And just reminding our listeners that we're talking with Eric Anderson from Ocker, and we're talking about krill oil. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, bringing you a wide variety of information all about your health. And I do want to remind you we're here every single Sunday at 10 a.m. And next Sunday, you can listen to Dr. Pissarro interview Alan Miller on naturopathic medicine. Also, remember that for the next 3 weeks, Village Green Apothecary is featuring four outstanding product lines, and they are 20 to 25% off. Those product lines include Pathways, that's Village Green's own brand, Thorn, Zymogen, and Metagenics. So we're back to our discussion with Eric Anderson. We're talking about krill oil, and we have found that krill oil comes from crustaceans, and they're abundant, huge biomass, and we get those from the Arctic. So I want you to go over that a little bit, Eric, and also we're getting into the technicalities of what these different terms that we sort of lump under fats really mean. When we talk about phospholipids, the triglycerides, the omegas, essential fatty acids themselves. So we'll cover that so our listeners can understand what it is we're trying to tell them as to the benefits of the beneficial oils.
I think health experts worldwide agree that it is extremely beneficial to get more of the essential fatty acids, EPA and DHA, into our diets. These are omega-3 fatty acids. We provide EPA and DHA from krill. Krill are tiny crustaceans that are in every ocean on the world, around the world. We harvest them in the pristine waters of the Antarctic Ocean under license of CAMLAR. CAMLAR is the Commission for the Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resources, which looks at and manages the sustainability of the krill oil. But we've also gone one step farther and received certified sustainable certification, MSC, from MSC organization, the Marine Stewardship Council, showing that we have an extreme commitment to providing krill in a very sustainable manner. Now, what's unique about krill is it provides EPA and DHA in the phospholipid form. While fish oil, which is the most commonly consumed supplement, specialty supplement for DHA and EPA, provides EPA and DHA in the triglyceride form. Any source of omega-3s are good, and fish oil is great. But one thing about fish oil is many people complain about the repeating, the fishy burps, and the fishy aftertaste, and it's just not tolerable for about 35% of the population. And there's a fundamental difference between fish oil and krill oil that can be explained. I can make an analogy. Krill oil phospholipids are polar. They're attracted to water. Triglycerides are not. Triglycerides and triglyceride oils, oil and water don't mix. So if you think of a salad dressing, when you mix the oil and the vinegar and the water and you shake it, very quickly the oil will rise to the surface. When you take a fish oil supplement, the triglyceride form, exactly the same thing happens. The oil floats to the top of the aqueous environment, and so when you burp, unfortunately, that's what's coming up, is the fish oil. Krill oil is a phospholipid. So if you think of mayonnaise, when you mix together the oil and vinegar, you also add egg yolk. And egg yolk is a great source of phosphatidylcholine, which helps to disperse the oils. So when you mix up the mayonnaise, it creates an emulsion. It stays in a firm, solid form. And that's what happens when you consume a krill oil capsule, that it mixes up in the stomach, so you don't get the burping. We also know that the phospholipid form is the type of fat that the body uses to put the EPA and DHA into the cells and tissues, and that it's 55% more bioefficient at using those phospholipids in the cell walls and in the healthy tissues. So it has the additional advantage of being able to take a smaller dose, getting better tissue penetration, and no fishy burps.
That no fishy burps does make a difference, and I'm glad you explained the difference. I love the analogy of the mayonnaise versus the oil and vinegar dressing. I think that makes it really clear. Now, what you're saying is, and I want to make sure I'm clear on this, that less is needed when you take the krill oil. So if your goal is, let's say your goal is 650 milligrams of EPA and somewhere around 300 or 400 of DHA, you would need to take less as compared to the fish oils.
Well, we always say more is good when it comes to omega-3s, but yes, we know that in humans that there's about a 55% improved bioefficiency. Now, it's not completely elucidated why. A triglyceride are three fats bound to a glycerol backbone, and that's the type of fat that the body stores. The stored fats on your bodies are in the triglyceride forms. It's also the most common fat that's burned for energy. So it may be that when your body's breaking those three fatty acids off of the glycerol, that some of that's being consumed for energy. It's just not entirely understood yet. The phospholipid form is the form of EPA and DHA that actually shows up in the cell membrane. And the health of the cell membrane is the health of the cell. It keeps the what you want in the cell, the cytosolution, the healthy things in the cell, and it keeps the things you don't want in the cell out. So it is integral to the cell health. And you can measure this, the amount of EPA and DHA in the cell membrane. It's using a method called the omega-3 index. And it's a ratio of how much EPA and DHA is in the cell wall compared to other fatty acids. And in humans, when you look at red blood cells, if you take the same amount of EPA and DHA from phospholipid krill compared to triglyceride fish, 55% more actually makes it into the cell membrane. So it's a healthier approach. Now, having said that, both fish oil and krill oil are great sources of EPA and DHA.
So people can mix it up.
You certainly can. You certainly can mix it. The benefit of krill oil is, again, the smaller dose. You don't have to take that the giant 1 gram fish oil capsules, which are so common. And for the population that simply doesn't tolerate fish oil, it's a very good alternative. I should also mention that when the krill consume the phytoplankton, the plants, that they naturally accumulate a very powerful antioxidant called astaxanthin. And astaxanthin is in the carotenoid family, so beta-carotene, lutein, lycopene. These are all carotenoids, and they're very powerful antioxidants. In the krill oil, the astaxanthin helps to protect the EPA and DHA from oxidation or turning rancid. And so the krill oil is naturally very, very stable compared to other sources of vegetable and fish oil sources of EPA and DHA.
And that's the red color.
That's the red color. And if you saw a picture of krill, imagine a little shrimp that's about 6 centimeters in length, and it's almost translucent. You can almost see through its body, but you see as it goes down the length of the body, this red line of astaxanthin that helps to protect the krill in its natural environment and helps to protect the EPA and DHA when an oil is produced.
Well, it's wonderful how it naturally gives the antioxidant to prevent this rancidity, which is what can happen in these oils. And anybody who's had a fish oil too long or any of the oils too long, the rancidity is very easy to identify. Bitter taste.
Bitter taste and the smell, and it's just it's not optimal to put a rancid oil into the body. You're just challenging the body's immune system.
Surely. What about some of the product lines where people can get krill oil? What product lines are available?
Well, at your natural health food stores, you can certainly find the Jarrow product. Jarrow krill oil comes in a number of sizes and is an excellent source of krill, EPA, and DHA. There are a number of other product lines that are available in the mass market and from multi-level marketing companies. So it is becoming much more available in the marketplace. The omega-3 market, the fish oil market, reached $1 billion in sales last year, which is very impressive. However, if you've seen the television commercials for the drug Loveza, which is a highly refined fish oil, they reached $1.3 billion. So one drug, which is really just a purified fish oil, is doing more than all of the other supplements combined, probably because it's $160 a month. And their campaign is the only place that you can get pure omega-3s is if you have a prescription from your doctor, when in fact we all know that there are excellent fish oil supplements available. And we know that krill, because it comes from the purest waters on Earth and because it doesn't have heavy metal accumulation, that krill offers really the purest natural whole food source of omega-3 fatty acids that you can find. So, sorry, Leviatha, there's a natural alternative.
Yes, thank you for explaining that. It's very important. The companies that we're talking about, Eric, use the GMP, which I tell people is the pharmaceutical manufacturing procedures. And so they're using the same ones. People have more confidence when something's a prescription, and that certainly does ramp up the cost. I did not know that both were in that $1 billion sale range. So we're going to continue to talk about this. If you've just tuned in, listeners, we're talking with Eric Anderson about krill oil. And I'm Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more on krill oil.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with my co-host, Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday, you can listen to Kevin interview Alan Miller on naturopathic medicine. I also want to remind you about the fabulous sale going on for the next 3 weeks at My Village Green, or Village Green at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Now, they are carrying four outstanding product lines. They're featuring these for the next 3 weeks at 20 to 25% off. It's Pathways, which is Village Green's own brand, Thorn, Zymogen, and Metagenics. So please go by the store and take advantage of this sale. We've been talking with Eric Anderson about krill oil and how it comes from the Antarctic, its sustainability. This is wonderful. We always like to bring something green into our shows. And so, Eric, you brought that into the show for us. And now we want to talk about the benefits of omega-3s. We've talked about this before, but it is a subject that I think we can never get enough information on. So, Eric, let's talk about the benefits.
Well, omega-3 fatty acids are essential fatty acids. We have to get them from our diet. And one of the best ways to get EPA and DHA in the diet is through supplements. The very popular fish oil is a great source of EPA, DHA. And today we're talking about the krill oil. And krill, while industry has been working on this for about 10 years, is still a relatively new category, and most consumers may have not heard of krill oil. Krill is unique in that it provides the EPA, DHA in the phospholipid form. And what this does is it makes the product very stable. It makes the product very bioavailable and very bioefficient. So we know that krill oil EPA is 55% more bioefficient compared to fish oil as measured by the omega-3 index, the amount of EPA and DHA that actually is delivered to the cell membrane. But fish oil has been exhaustively researched. There are over 4,500 studies, published studies in humans, on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, and DHA. And so as in the industry, the krill providers, we had to go out and first show that the phospholipid EPA and DHA had the same benefits. And so the first studies were comparative studies. How does this compare to fish oil? And we see that dose per dose, a better bioefficiency, when looking at things like cardiovascular health, looking at the fats in the blood and cholesterol levels and things of that nature, we see that EPA and DHA is good and that delivered from krill, it's more bioefficient and works a little bit better. Consequently, you can take a smaller capsule, which is easier to swallow, which helps with compliance. And also the phospholipid form doesn't cause that burping, the fishy burping that the fish oil does. While we were on break, I pulled up the Jarrow Formulas krill oil online, and I see that their Phosphomega krill oil is delivered in a 500 milligram capsule, so about half the size of the very common 1 gram fish oil capsules that you see. So it's an easier product to take. Once we showed that EPA and DHA from krill oil has the same health benefits as fish oil, we said, well, let's look at what's unique about these phospholipids. Well, you've probably heard of phosphatidylserine or phosphatidylcholine. These are very important building blocks of the brain. And so we thought, let's look at a population that has some challenges. And so we recently ran a study with a group of teenagers in, of all places, Iceland. But what's really unique about Iceland is they have incredible medical records on their entire population. And so we were able to recruit a group of kids that had ADHD. And giving them krill oil supplements, we said, well, can these EPA and DHA help the mental health and the phosphatidylcholine? Will it be beneficial? and there's a body of evidence that suggests that it would. And what we found from the parents reporting, not the kids, is that there was an improved benefit in behavior and concentration. So the parents were very pleased. But what's really neat about this study with the krill oil supplementation is the researchers were able to measure the EEG activity, the brain activity. And they saw in these kids an improvement in the cerebral function over the 90-day period. It actually is like the brain almost matured a little bit. In comparing that to a database of 400 other individuals with ADHD, we could see a very concrete, objective benefit that, of course, is supported by the subjective reporting of the parents.
You know, that's these studies on ADHD and omega-3 have shown very clearly the benefit. In fact, I'm sure you're familiar with the studies that were done on primates that showed the same formulas that human babies were taking ended up creating what we would title ADD, ADHD, neurological developmental delays. And that was interesting. That was done quite a while ago. So it's interesting to hear you talk about the Iceland study.
Well, we like to see, you know, MarTech has done an amazing job getting DHA into the baby foods. We highly recommend that that pregnant women are getting their EPA DHA supplementation from pure sources, so that we're ensuring that the infant is getting enough of these fatty acids to really support mental development, and that kids are taking fish oil gummies and krill oil gummies and things of that nature. So we're getting these into the diet. It's vitally important. But what I think is very interesting is that we went back and looked at the data. We know that phospholipid EPA DHA from krill is 55% more bioefficient, but compared to triglycerides. But then we saw an interesting trend. And it appears from both the animal data and the human data that there's a gender difference, that phospholipids are more bioefficient than triglycerides. But in women, the DHA is delivered much more efficiently compared to the men. So even within the human population, it seems as though women may have a special need for EPA and DHA. Maybe it's related to reproductivity.
You know, that's an interesting study, and it goes along, it's consistent with the findings that ADHD, which is more male than female, and autism, which is 70-80% male, relates very much to this DHA, and that males tend to have less. And no one quite knows why, and you brought up a good point. Women are more efficient at the use of it. Males are not. And so it's interesting that that's been found to be a critical difference in those populations I mentioned.
Well, and it supports the smaller dose, the compliance, and the fact that, you know, getting that into the diet is the most important thing. And if you don't have to take the giant pill and you take a product like krill oil that is more bioefficient and very stable and very pure, then you can really feel great about the source that you're getting for women and for men.
Absolutely. And I teach a course on what I call preconception through birth. In other words, what we can do to be healthy in getting pregnant starting a year in advance, both mom and dad. And the omega-3s, especially the DHA, critical to fertility, to fetal development. And a lot of people are not aware that this goes on for life. Somebody says, well, when can you stop taking DHA and EPA? And really, the answer is never. In infants, as soon as they go off breast milk or they go off the formulas that have the omega-3 in it, the vision acuity changes and mental acuity. Now, I do not know how they mention it in infants. These are recent studies, or how they measure it. It's very tricky, but they're able to measure that difference. And when they put the omega-3s back in, you get improvement. And so this is so critical. We spend a lot of money in education for people who have learning disabilities, ADD, ADHD. And prevention is where I live and what I encourage. And there's no greater prevention than what we do preconception, prenatally, and early infancy for life.
That's a very interesting observation. There's another fatty acid called DPA, like EPA, but it's docosapentaenoic acid, DPA.
Right.
And DPA is only found in two sources. One is seal oil, which I don't think we're going to get any support for a seal oil supplement, but mother's milk is the other source of DPA. EPA converts fairly efficiently into DPA, but that's a very interesting observation.
Yes, it is, and we're learning a lot more. But the old-fashioned cod liver oil in the winter makes sense. The further away we get from that wisdom, the wiser it is.
Absolutely, and that's really how this discovery occurred when looking at the native populations of Eskimos, that they're eating all of this marine fat and have very little cardiovascular disease. And that has turned into the past 30 years of research that shows the benefits of these omega-3 fatty acids in the diet.
And you mentioned cardiovascular. Let's talk a little bit more about specifically how cardiovascular improves with omega-3s. And this will have to be our final tidbit for our listeners. We're getting to the end of our program, unfortunately.
Well, FDA considers inflammation to be a disease state. So you'll never see a dietary supplement with an inflammation claim on it. But in fact, inflammation is a normal state in the body. You need a little bit of inflammation for your joints to function. You need a little bit of inflammation for your immune system to be able to go out and attack invaders. So inflammation is natural. What's not normal is when inflammation is out of control, where you have too much inflammation in the body. Then you start to see things like impacts on cardiovascular health, impacts on joint health, impacts, on, as you mentioned, on hormones. And really, you can trace that back to the ratio of omega-3s, EPA, to this inflammatory mechanism called arachidonic acid, AA. So the more EPA you have and the less AA you have, the more balanced your inflammation is within normal levels. Now, when arachidonic acid breaks down, it goes into two pathways. One is the COX-2 enzyme, and the other is the 5-LOX enzyme. But I'm sure that most of us recognize COX-2 as being the enzyme that all of the painkillers target. Aspirin, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, they're all trying to reduce the COX-2 enzyme activity. And that's what happened to Vioxx. Vioxx was too good at it and had too much inhibition and also inhibited COX-1, and that led to cardiovascular problems from the other direction. So rather than taking drugs to kill pain, it's, I think, a much better approach to try to get the balance of the omega-3s in the diet. The more omega-3s that you consume, the better you help your body support normal levels of inflammation.
That's excellent. I think that's a wonderful takeaway. Anti-inflammatory. Thank you, Eric Anderson, for being with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.